I'm good.
You took a couple of days off, just kind of a veteran bumps and bruises. Just
when was this?
Couple days of practice off last week.
Oh yeah, that was last week. We on it this week. We gotta forget about the past. Yeah, absolutely.
Brian, if you could just Philip Rivers talk about him and what kind of challenge he presents for you guys.
I mean, I haven't had a chance to play against him, but for everything that I've seen, you know, watching him on film, obviously he has a very, very accurate, strong arm. Very, very competitive. You know, throws the deep ball just as good, if not, you know, the best in the NFL as far as throwing the deep ball. And he has the weapons outside to get him to. So, you know, we definitely once again have our hands, you know, cut out for us.
Brian, when you were in the NFC, I don't know offhand how often you guys played the Bears while Kyle was there. But did he look like a different quarterback in the NFC than he looks like now?
Well, I don't. Kyle wasn't asked to do as much as he's doing now. I don't believe. Chicago, you know, that Chicago is predicated first and foremost and secondly on the running game, and if they can get that going, then they'll do a couple of things down the field and dump it off to the back. He's asked to do a lot with his talent, and he's been able to show what he can do now, reading defenses, putting the ball where it needs to be, understanding, you know, filtering through disguises and still being able to get the ball to the right person. So he's really being able to expand his game with this offense.
Were you surprised at what you've seen out of
him? Surprised? I wouldn't say surprised. I knew he had the talent because when we played him, it wasn't a cakewalk when you got in there to play against the guy. You definitely had to know what you was doing and be in the right place because he can put the ball where it needs to be. But to be able to consume as much as he's been able to consume so early with this offense, it's not an easy one to pick up, and I know you guys have heard that. So for him to be able to do that, I'm very, very I'm happy, first of all. But I would say surprised, but not surprised in a, oh, man, this is Kyle Orton doing this. No, not in that respect.
How about in the locker room and your impressions of him as you get to know him?
He's a competitor. Kyle's a competitor now. I mean, he wants to get that thing done the first time, especially in the game, and he's wired up, you know. In the game, you guys probably gonna get a chance to hear it. But when he comes off the side onto the sideline, you know, he sometimes said a couple of things to me, and he's pumped up about getting that ball back. Let's just say it like that.
Brian, what's enabled the Broncos defense to be so good in shutting teams down in the second half?
I think, you know, Mike does a great job of coming in and letting us know what it is we need to concentrate on. And sometimes it's not a whole lot of X's and O's. It's just, you know what, the technique that we practice all week, you guys aren't doing it. How about we just buckle down and do your responsibilities, do your job. And a lot of times that's just enough to get us where we need to be. And other times we just know what we need to do as a defense, whether it's understanding the situation that we just came out of, missing tackles and buckling down in that respect. And then we come out the second half and we do our thing. So we just need to make sure that the type of things that are happening as far as the 10-0 lead coming back from, we don't allow that thing to continue to happen.
Is Mike a coordinator that typically makes a lot of adjustments during
halftime? It depends. Depends on the situation. Situations that he needs to make a lot of adjustments. He has the knowledge and the wherewithal to be able to tell us what we need to do. But when we don't, obviously he does not. So it depends on the situation.
You know, one or two of us in this room might have underestimated this team going into the season. Comparing this team to some of the teams that you've been on that went to conference championship games, are they even comparable? Can you tell me that in terms of
we have a lot. As well as we played in certain situations, it's just as how many mistakes mentally that we made as a defense, I can speak. And so we have a lot of improvement we can do. We're playing with a lot of effort. We're playing with a lot of heart, enthusiasm, and a desire for everybody to do their job on every play is there. Accountability is what I'm talking about. So from all those things being said, you know, in Philadelphia, that's what we did. We made sure that we were accountable. We knew what we were supposed to do. And we didn't take things for granted. And this team, we're not taking things for granted. You know, we're 5-0, and that's great. But the most important game for us is this next one. And that's what we need to approach every game the same way and put the same amount of detail in every game. If we continue to do that, continue to detail our work, continue to believe in what the coaches are telling us, it's going to come open when we need, when we're in this position. Then we have a potential to do what we need to do.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Edgy, 36, it's not many players make it that far.
Mm-hmm.
Did you take any time to reflect when you have a birthday? How much longer you hope to play in this game?
No. The only thing I reflected on is looking at my beautiful babies and my children and my beautiful wife and thanking the Lord for another year spending it with them. That's what I reflected on. It's my game. This, my time in this game will come that I'll have this hang it up, but it's not that time, and I don't even reflect. I don't even think about it right now. I'm still being able to do too many things on the football field for my team. Very comfortable in my role with Mike is allowing me to do a lot of things, and I'm excited every Wednesday to see the game plan, to see how he's going to – what we're going to be able to do. So all those things being said, I still love it too much, can do it at a high level. He still continue to bless me, so I'm not even thinking about that.
Brian, Josh and Kyle both came out and said, more or less, you have to establish dominance within the division. This is obviously one of those games. Do you sense that? This is a game to decide, you know, early season anyways, mm-hmm. who's going to be on top of that?
Well, I mean, anytime you play a division game, you want to obviously come out victorious because that's going to allow you to have your goals in the end accomplished. So you definitely take those games. But when you just look at the road that we're climbing, I mean, every game is an important one. Every game we're facing different opponents that bring different things to the table that we have to be ready for. We have to be on top of. There is no time for letdown, and obviously there's no time for letdown in this game. We're going to a hostile environment, a team that is, feeling like they're not playing that the way that they should have been playing, and I'm pretty sure we're going to receive their best shot, so we have to be ready.
It's easy for us to say LT isn't the same LT because we don't have to try and back. Your assessment of him?
Man, I'm seeing this cat making moves in the hole, leaving people standing in the dust. They're sitting there waiting for him to come to him and make a tackle and leaning forward, diving, and he's no longer there. He's going somewhere else. So as long as he's continuing to do that and make people miss like that, you guys can write about whatever you want to write about him. I know we have to be ready to tackle these, all of them, especially him.
Are you talking in the locker room about last year that they got 52 on the Broncos in the last game and knocked them out? Is that a motivating factor for anybody?
I mean, I'm pretty sure it is for a lot of guys. This is a different team. I wasn't here, obviously. I can obviously feel the pain of my teammates for those that went through it. But this is a completely different thing. Our focus completely is on the fact of division game, a rival game, a tough environment going into, and trying to correct the mistakes that we've made in this past game in order for us to have a chance of pulling out a victory down there.
Do you like being the underdog every week? It seems like you guys are the underdog. You guys cherish that?
I don't know if you cherish it. I mean, I don't mind being an underdog. Sure don't. But either way, you got to come to play. If we were the favorites, we still have to come play play the same ball. That shouldn't be your only – if that's the only motivation thing that you can use for a game, then – if Gates is not a motivating factor for me, if Rivers is not a motivating factor for me, then I'm in the wrong business and I'm on the wrong team and I shouldn't be out there with these guys. So you can use that a little bit if you want, but the main focus is on that talent that they have over there.
You've been underdog 4 of 6 games now. This will be fourth time.
Yeah. I mean, I played a long time. I've been through it before. It's just one of those things that we're going to continue to climb this mountain. So whatever people are going to say outside, I've said this and I'm going to continue to say it. Whatever people are going to say outside of this locker room, whether good or bad, it does not reflect what we believe inside our locker room, what we can do, game in and game out, and the confidence we have in our coaching staff. So as long as we keep that tight knit and keep the focus where it needs to be, underdog, favorite, whatever, doesn't matter. Gases might be the craftiest of them all. His movements are smooth. I mean, Witten is a hard worker. He and Cooley are very hard working guys. You know, they put a lot of effort. Gase is just smooth. He's very, very smooth in his routes and his misdirection, his in and out moves. Very, very smooth. So this is a challenge, but it's a different challenge.
Thanks, Brian.
All right.